Earlier this month, an Albemarle County grand jury charged Matthew with abduction and murder in the death of the 18-year-old student.
These indictments signal the beginning of the next phase in what has been an incredibly difficult process for the family of Hannah Graham, for our community, and for the men and women of the many departments and agencies who have worked on this matter since September of last year.
That's Albemarle County Commonwealth's Attorney Denise Lunsford announcing plans to prosecute because Graham's body was found in Albemarle. Lunsford declined to say whether Matthew would be charged in another case to which he's been linked, the 2009 death of Morgan Harrington.
Each investigation takes its own course, and the simple fact is that the case involving Hannah Graham was ready to be charged first.
Currently jailed for an alleged 2005 rape in Fairfax, Matthew could learn Friday when that trial will happen, but Lunsford downplayed questions of timing.
It really doesn't matter which prosecution goes first. It only matters that we're able to provide a fair trial.
Getting one, according to Charlottesville legal analyst David Heilberg, could be complicated by the widespread publicity that began shortly after September 13, when surveillance videos showed Graham wandering through Charlottesville and encountering Matthew.
It's going to be hard seating juries wherever he is charged.
For UVA student Natalie May of Nashville, the indictments bring relief.
I never knew Hannah personally, but it was really, I think, tough for all students to go through, just for one of our own to suffer something like that. There's definitely a sense of closure to it. I'm really happy for Hannah's family.
Prosecutor Lunsford said that Matthew would be apprised via video of his right to counsel in Albemarle Circuit Court on February 18. This is Hawes Spencer.